Hello, you're listening to Ready, Set, Go Real Estate Investing Podcast, presented by Brandon Elliott. This show will be going over all aspects of real estate investing and is intended to educate, motivate, and prepare you to take action on your first or next real estate investment. For more information, please visit BrandonElliottInvestments.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
Hey, what's happening? And welcome back to Ready, Set, Go Real Estate Investing Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Brandon Elliott. Today in this episode, I wanted to give you a couple tips and tricks on getting your next real estate deal. It could be your very first one. It could be your next one. Regardless, wherever you are in your journey, there's many different ways to market. There's many different strategies. In fact, there are dozens of ways that you're going to want to kind of go down a rabbit hole and see what makes sense for you. It's not always following exactly the herd. You know, there's 30 plus ways to make money in real estate. There's dozens of ways to market and to get creative, to be able to even finance a deal. There's dozens of ways to be able to get creative and strategize. It doesn't necessarily need to be the traditional methods of going to a bank, quote unquote. Okay. So with that being said, I got presented an opportunity earlier this week, and it was very simple. It was because of a neighbor. And I love the power behind this because the neighbor is something that, like, I'm not extremely close with this neighbor. This neighbor lives 3-4 houses down the street on the corner. They gravitated towards Jen, my better half, just like everybody does. You know, nobody really gravitates towards me as much, but she is the bright light bulb basically next to me. And she is bubbly. She's outgoing. She's generous. She's got a big heart. And everybody becomes best friends with Jen very quickly. If you've ever get the opportunity to meet her, I can almost promise you there is a high chance, a very strong likelihood that you will feel the same type of emotions and naturally just want to open up to her and become best friends like that, which is always fun. It's something that I'm like, man, I wish I had that technique, that talent. But being born in New Jersey, it's very unlikely in that neck of the woods. Anyway, before I rant on too much about my trauma, what's incredible is this neighbor, we don't talk too often, but Jen has made an impact on them. They saw that we flipped a house right next to them, right? We did an incredible job. We bought it for $960,000. We put $124,000-$125,000 into it. And then within 90 days, we sold it for $1.610 million. So $1,610,000. We actually netted, I think, after all said and done, like $475,000 walk home net after holding costs, you know, agents, all that fun stuff. Using business credit, 0% interest. We also used a hard money loan as well to cover a big bulk of it. And it was all within 90 days. So it was incredible, right? So we ended up actually like collecting, netting a great deal of money, right? And we had a wire hit our bank account for like 700 something thousand. It was incredible. But the whole neighborhood got to see it. They got to experience it. The year before, we remodeled our actual home. And we were also locked in contract with a property 2 houses down that fell out. But we ended up still making a great deal of money on it because we set up the contingencies on point. And I say all that to let you know, like, the neighborhood talks, people know us, and we are the real estate couple, right? On top of that, with credit. And so, long and behold, the house that we flipped, the neighbors right next door, they ended up having a relationship with the neighbors next to them. And we didn't know anything about them. They're kind of on the opposite side of the corner. So we didn't know anything about them. They weren't living there, but they had a relationship with them. And long and behold, you know, our name came up when they were mentioning, hey, we're thinking about selling. And our name came up. And that is such an incredible testimony. And it's an incredible just gift at the end of the day. And that isn't going to happen overnight. That will happen over time. When your experience overstands and really shouts out to everybody else, your brand behind it, once that stands alone, then you don't need to speak for yourself. You'll have other people speak on your behalf. And I say that to say this. This is an incredible deal that we'll be able to take down and have little to no competition. Now they want to shop it around to a couple other investors because they're smart and they want to try to get the most bang for their buck, but they're not going to put it on the market, which is incredible. Also, we have the credibility. Also, we're neighbors. So being all of that, obviously, they still want to shop it around to two other investors, which is okay to me. I prefer not, but of course, it's okay to me. And at the end of the day, I still have a lot kind of going for me on my end. So I say that for the simple fact that your brand is so important. How you represent yourself is so important. It takes a moment to destroy yourself and generations and decades to be able to build yourself up, right? You know, to the average public out there, they're going to see my success as an overnight success. Wow, I didn't know you were, you know, you blew up overnight. How'd you do it? You know, we've been doing this for 10 plus years. We've been doing this since, you know, 2011, 2012. I was playing around with credit. And I was studying all the books, podcasts, YouTube. I was going ham on podcasts just like this. I was putting in the work by going out there and learning from others. I was taking people out to coffee. I was going to all the RIA groups. I was volunteering. I was going to libraries. I was going, donating plasma and, like, you know, sacrificing my arm. And, you know, I have little like holes in my arm and everything just so I can collect more money. I was going and beating up my car, my Honda TL, you know, I was going around to all the restaurants and putting a bunch of recyclables in there, like bagged up nasty recyclables in my car and trading it in so I could collect extra cash. I was cleaning trash cans for extra cash, donating plasma. I was doing all these different things to try to make more money, to try to save up. I was building up my credit at the same time. I was looking to get more money at cheaper rates from the banks. I was putting in the work and I was studying my butt off to get into real estate. So I didn't have a brand right then and there, but I did have time on my hands and I was willing to do whatever it took to get the results that I needed. I was determined. And if you don't have the money, but you have the time, then you can figure out how bad do you want it? Are you going to do what all your friends are doing? Are you going to stay out the whole weekend and live for the weekend and just, you know, be bored or complaining or bitching and moaning about all these horrible things going on in your life? If that's what you are saying and you're agreeing with and doing and eating poorly, drinking hardcore, doing drugs, you know, like doing all these horrible things that aren't satisfying you, that aren't taking you down the right path, then it's going to be a miserable type of journey and you're going to sacrifice your full potential. But I was so damn determined for a bigger, brighter future that I sacrificed everybody else around me. I isolated myself in a positive mindset, a positive direction, and I was changing the trajectory of my life by putting in all like laser beam focus on just positive things that are going to serve me. And over time, what that did was allow me to go with confidence and boldness to go all in on real estate. And when I did that, what took place later is consistency of doing real estate and getting the financial breakthroughs and being able to quit my job and to be able to serve other people and to be able to donate more and to be able to help bless my family and to be able to serve at the highest capacity possible. And doing that took me to a place of gratitude in many ways, but also it took me to a place where I was able to get all of the funding needed, and I didn't need to fake it till I make it anymore. I was able to actually live it. And the brand spoke so strong for itself, and it still does. And that's what you can do over time. And I laugh saying it because it's like, you know, if you don't have that just yet, it's okay. You're probably scratching your head of like, well, Brandon, how do I do that? Hello? Like, it's easy for you to say. But it wasn't easy for me to say originally when I was in your shoes. It wasn't easy at all. It was exactly the opposite. It was hard as hell. It was extremely difficult. But that is exactly what it's going to take. And it doesn't sound good. It doesn't give you the good, like fluffy, fuzzy feelings. But at the end of the day, it does. You may be sore, you may be beaten up, you may be tired, you may be exhausted, you may need to wake up in a couple hours to do it all again. And you may want to clock out and say, enough is enough, I need a me day. You know, and I believe in sacrifice, but I also believe in just the right type of, you know, too much of anything is going to be bad for you. So just set yourself up for the proper success by giving your body and the energy that it needs. But don't listen to the bitch in yourself, like that negative voice that's holding you back and saying, oh, enough is enough. Like, you know, you can push it further. You can go harder. You can be more disciplined. You can be stronger and strong minded and stronger willed. Be able to succeed if you want it bad enough. If enough is enough and you are so tired of it and you want something bigger, better, brighter, like a better, significant, easier future for you and your family and for your future generations, if you're willing to sacrifice that, that's the type of foundation that you could pave the way for. And they may not respect it in the future, but it doesn't matter about other people's circumstances. It matters about you. Are you going to give your full 100%? Now, it's easier to be said than done. It's easy to commit to something and say, oh, yeah, Brandon, of course. Me, you don't need to worry about me. Of course, I'm all in. It may be just that easy to say those type of things, but it is a lot different than physically being present and implementing it. Am I right? It's something that it takes a lot of persistence. It takes a lot of willpower to be dedicated and disciplined and to go all in on your dreams. But what it will feel, the feeling afterwards will be incredible. I can tell you that much. And when you get to a point, when you get to put in all those work, the hours, the time, the discipline, the blood, sweat, tears, and everything else in between, the sacrifices that you've made for the bigger, brighter future, for your family, for your finances, for so much more, like what that foundation will represent is a brand. That you are a man of your word or a woman of your word. You are going to step up to the plate. You are going to go full out. Like, you are going to do what you say. And so with real estate, that's exactly what we build up over time. Now, I don't do nothing but real estate, of course, but everything that we do touch, we take down. You know, like, people believe in us to do what we say. And so we are a safe bet and we're a strong bet and we're going to put out a great, incredible product afterwards. So that's something that people could bet on and realize that, you know, that sentimental value right there, especially of this property in the corner here. You know, these guys lived in this property. They grew up. This is their household, you know, home that they grew up in. So yes, they have sentimental value to it. And so it's important to acknowledge that and realize where somebody's at, the motivation, the level of trust, and, you know, how bad do they, where's their pain point, right? And they're in a very comfortable spot. So with this particular situation, that's why they have the ability. They're very savvy. They're smart investors. They want to 1031 exchange it into bigger other investment real estate. So I get it. I respect it. I love it. But I still have a very strong hold because on this opportunity, because of all of these other things that I'm mentioning here, the brand, the networking, the relationships, me and Jennifer as a couple, like, we've done this before in the neighborhood. We do this regularly. We have the capital. We can close quick. There's no headaches. There's no hassle. There's no in between. Like, we're going to do what we say. We're going to put out an incredible product and so much more. Like, the list goes on, right? So I say all this to hopefully inspire you that, you know, wherever you're at in the journey, wherever you're beginning, wherever your next deal is, you can find this motivation to, and maybe you've lost the motivation. You know, there's been seasons in my life that I've lost the motivation. I've lost the discipline. I've gotten weak. And maybe it's time to acknowledge that and take a second glance at this of like, enough is enough. I'm ready to go back all in. And that was a season that, you know, I had some hiccups, but now I'm dedicated and I'm truly disciplined to go all in again. And what that will do for you in the longevity of things is going to be life changing. It's going to be next level and it's going to set you up for more success. So I encourage you to build that brand. And if you don't have a brand yet, be dedicated and disciplined. And you know, I started off doing door knocking. I put bandit signs up as well, but door knocking can be your saving grace. You know, learning techniques, going on YouTube, figuring out strategies, techniques, staying 10 feet away, 7 to 10 feet away, have a turn so that, you know, you're not coming off intimidating and they can kind of peek at you first when they open the door, give a random knock, but a stern one, you know, like have a big, huge smile, give a big goofy wave, you know, like have just a strong voice, like talk, but encouraging and upbeat, you know, point to something over here and ask a random question, get neighbors' names and, you know, name drop them to bring credibility and so forth. Say that we're doing this offer within the whole neighborhood, stuff like that, so they can build the credibility and just ask the questions that you need and really get dialed in on your craft, like get to a high level position and understand that you're playing a numbers game, but you'll always lose the numbers game if you don't shoot your shot. You know, like you will always lose if you don't take the risk, if you don't take the leap of faith, you know? So I encourage you that if you don't have an option right now and an opportunity, start doing door-to-door sales, door-to-door knocking, figure out what you can sell. Go door-to-door just collecting a dollar from everybody. So, you know, Mark Cuban started off doing this like so many people have. And so many successful people will, and you can too. And then at the same time, start building your brand, be dedicated on social media. When I first got on social media, and I'm not a great example of this. You know, this is something that I'm speaking to myself right now. I'll come really clean on this, but being consistent on social media, I could be a hell of a lot more. And I plan to in the near future. But when is the day, right? That's something I need to call myself out on. I need to, not in the future, but like the future is now. So if it's important enough to do and acknowledge that it's important today, it shouldn't be neglected for tomorrow or the next day or some other time in the future. It should be prioritized right now, if not yesterday. So, you know, no BS, right? Call yourself out on it, just like I'm doing right here. But when it comes down to, you know, actually acknowledging your social media presence, right? Like I'm more introvert. I hate being on social media. I hate being present. I remember my first live video that I did on social media, I think it was back in 2015, and I was shaking. It took me like 30 minutes to an hour to actually do a quick, you know, 30 second video. And I was just terrified. But, right? Like it just ends up getting better and better and better once you're persisting, consistent, and stop getting in your way. Like stop getting in your way and just go all in. And so, you know, I ended up being consistent. I ended up doing it regularly and I got more confident in myself and I started doing it on a regular basis. And what that looked like is just every single day for a year to 2 years. And I naturally got a lot of following. I got a lot of respect. I got a lot of people that naturally said, "Ooh, I can't do that, but he's constantly showing up on my feed. I respect him for that. I want to do something similar." Like this is the thing. You get in front of a million people, then you got a million people that just saw you. Cool. Not everybody's going to like you. They're either going to love you or hate you. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. You can't win everybody over. Do not care about the people that do not share love for you. It is what it is. You can't force them and it doesn't matter. People are going to judge you right from the start and you got a couple seconds to do it. So weave them out. But you do need to get in front of, you got to play the game, right? You got to shoot your shot. So getting in front of a million people, cool. Now you got a million people that just saw you. Great. Fantastic. Whatever that number is, right? But there's going to be a percentage of those people, let's say 10%. So now you get, you know, 100,000 out of that million that saw you that like you. They say, yeah, that guy's cool. That person's cool. Okay, cool. A million people saw you. 100,000 of them like you. And now you get 10,000 of that 100,000 that like you. You get 10,000 that actually trust you, that just listen to everything and agree with everything that you're saying and say, I like this guy a lot and I trust him. I could give him my money. I could let him babysit my child or something. Like, I trust him. He could hang out with grandma all day. I wouldn't, you know, I would believe he's a man of his word. He's going to do what he says. He's just like me, you know? And now you get, so out of that million people, you got 100,000 that like you, and then you get 10,000 that know, like, and trust you. And now they're willing to pay and they're willing to be in your space and they're willing to just help out in so many ways. And you have that influence. So it's all about the brand. It's all about the consistency. It's all about just showing up, just participating. Even like this, like I hate doing anything on social media. I hate doing podcasts. But I realize that it's selfish. It's selfish to even say these words. Like, I feel conviction just saying even I hate it. I hate not being the full version of myself that I know I can be. And that's the truth behind it. You know, at the end of the day, when you just come out with full bluntness, full conviction of like it feels good impacting others. It feels good seeing your own success and seeing your own breakthroughs. But it feels amazing, incredibly amazing, seeing somebody else. You've been able to bless somebody else to do exactly the same thing, but faster, smoother, without less headaches, saving more money, making more money in less time. Like, all of the constant stress that you went through, if you can save that individual from it, and they're still going to be sweating bullets, by the way. They're still going to be sweating bullets because, again, it's their first time doing it. Just like, you know, if you're teaching a baby how to walk or something, it's like, it's their first time doing it. They're shaking, you know, they're scared. All right. But trust me, when you can have that confidence and boldness because you've done it for yourself numerous times and you're saving them all the time, energy, effort, money, hassle, headache, all that stuff, even though they are shaking in their boots a little bit too, but you can be their bumper and give them the education, the guidance, and the comfort, man, it feels good. Man, they can trust in you. Man, it feels good doing it for yourself, but boy, does it feel good for others as well on a whole nother level. So I just encourage you, focus on that brand, focus on that know, like, and trust factor, that million, you know, 100,000, 10,000. Focus on door knocking, focus on building that brand so that you can get the word of mouth to spread for you. And that, my friend, will be incredibly rewarding, and it's not going to be overnight, but that's okay. Like, nobody needs to get rich overnight. Stop watching, you know, the Mr. Young Bitcoin fan that just blew up overnight with some dog coin or something. You know, like, it takes time, it takes discipline, it takes energy and effort, blood, sweat, and tears. But boy, oh boy, is it rewarding. It really, truly is. So with all that being said, I hope this is motivational for you today. I hope that this Monday I find you extremely blessed, that you enjoyed your Easter with friends, family, and acknowledged what our Savior has done for us by sacrificing his only son to be able to give everything to us and truly just be able to live our life to the fullest so that we can become our full potential and that we can make a huge impact here. And growing closer to our Heavenly Father, that's the last piece to it. It's the first piece, but it really helps put all the missing pieces together. And so if you haven't already given your heart to heaven, I'm telling you, you should really check out our church, Awaken, awaken.com. You'll probably be able to find, but Awaken in San Diego. You'll be amazed. You'll be blessed in so many ways. So with that being said, though, enjoy your guys, your whole week. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. And if you haven't already checked us out for funding purposes, we're teaching business owners just like you how to be able to get up to $200, $300, $400, even $500, $600,000 in new funding at 0% interest. We're teaching this through what we call Credit Council Elite. We have incredible members in there. We have over 245 different members currently, somewhere around there. Incredible atmosphere. We have products and services anywhere from $97 up to $50,000. And we have our mastermind coming up here in San Diego, May 9th and 10th. You're going to want to get your ticket and be there. Obviously, all of our mastermind members are coming for free. We have people getting $10, $12, $15 million a year, yearly in this group that is very high level experts in what they do. Many real estate investors, about 70% or so, I would say, but incredible breakthroughs there. If you haven't checked out Credit Council Elite yet, to at least just get a second opinion to see exactly where you're at, come clean on that, come to the table with us, let us know where you're at, where you're truly looking to go. We'll tell you the obstacles that you're going to go through, and we'll help eliminate some of them by showing you a couple different options and then showing you what it looks like to actually work with us. And if we could do that and bless you in so many ways, again, saving you time, saving you money, saving you hassle, and seeing incredible results sooner than later, trust me when I say nobody is doing it like us. Nobody. So I hope this finds you well and really excited to work with you. Check out creditcouncilelite.com. That's www.creditcouncilelite.com. Check us out. Watch a quick 10-minute video on there explaining a little bit more in detail what we do. what questions that will answer for you on there. And then it will spark new, even more beneficial questions that you can ask on the call. You can book a call right afterwards to get a second opinion today. We will see you on the inside. Till next time, guys. As always, thank you so much for subscribing to Ready, Set, Go Real Estate Investing Podcast. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already so you get the newest episode every single Monday. Leave that 5-star review. Greatly appreciate all love, all the support. As always, you are amazing. We'll see you on the next one. God bless.
This has been another episode of Ready, Set, Go Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by Brandon Elliott. For more information, please visit BrandonElliottInvestments.com. Also, please don't forget to like, share, and leave a comment below. Thanks again for joining. Until next time, God bless.